From the beginning, adults seemed to gravitate toward something more nostalgic for a mascot, like bombers or flyers, while students wanted something fresh and new. Ypsilanti High School junior class president Christian Cannon had collected 500 petition signatures and created a Facebook page with more than 800 likes for Royals as the mascot. But since the community didn't embrace the name in an online survey, Royals was dropped from consideration. Cannon still believes Royals is the best name, and he's not thrilled with the colors choice either.
For a new district, we need a new start, a fresh start. Have our colors be red and gold so that way you can kind of tell the history from each school. I feel the name Royals is an excellent name, an excellent candidate, and should still be on the list.
Board Vice President Don Garrett Jr. supported the black and Vegas gold color combination, but only after warning his colleagues that there will be some in the Willow Run community who will see gold, which is one of Ypsilanti High School's colors, as minimalizing their part in the new district.
I mean, it's just that it's a lot of ties. And so even though we know it's not the same color, a lot of people won't see it like that. And it is a new color, it is a new beginning, but some people are not as open-minded. That's it.
Unified board member Maria Sheeler Edwards is also co-chair of the Name and Identity Advisory Group, which recommended to the board that students vote on three mascot options: Trailblazers, Flyers, or Grizzlies.
Ultimately, we really wanted the final decision to lie with the students, which is why we're going back out and doing a student election only next week.
The board accepted that recommendation, so once the students have their say, the mascot choice will come back to the board for approval at its April 24th meeting. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.